today is certainly a day to focus on the Word of God, to celebrate the gift of the Word. Today's the second day of our novena in honor of our founder, Father Francis. Father Francis was a very devoted student of the Word, a lover of the Word, and he promoted pondering the Word. The second day of the novena falls on the feast of Saint Jerome. Saint Jerome is the patron of all who love the Word of God. He's the patron of all scripture scholars. This is the big Jerome, not my friend Jerome Emiliani. That's the little Jerome. This is big Jerome, who is the doctor of the church. And then, so we have Father Francis, we have Saint Jerome, and then we have these readings. Today's first reading is an account of reading the Word in a big liturgical assembly. And then we have the psalm with the beautiful antiphon, "The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart." So all these are telling us to put our focus on the Word. The Word which gives joy to the heart. If the Word is so wonderful, if it gives joy to the heart, why is it that it doesn't appeal to people? Why doesn't it give joy to the heart of everybody? Everyone who comes to Anuim events or follows the Anuim spirituality has a sense of how the Word gives joy to the heart. But most people don't have that, or a lot of people don't have it. They hear someone say, "Word of God," or they hear someone read from the scriptures and they say, oh, that's nice. Like, no impact. It's either boring or it's a waste of time or it's just a curiosity, something that's nice. So as I was reflecting on this, I thought, well, perhaps what we have to understand is the contrast between the kind of joy that the Word gives and the kind of joy that the world gives. The things that people turn to for to fill themselves. And you know what they are, because we've all found ourselves attracted to one thing or another. People love to get into business because there's something exciting about making money. Some people just love sports because there's something exciting about sports. Some people just love politics. You get the impression nowadays that that's the entertainment of the Philippines, you know? Politics and political squabbling, that's the big entertainment. And some people, they just love that. So some people just love food, and they think food is the thing to give joy to the heart, or whatever. Last week, a friend of mine told me that there's a new James Bond movie coming out. And maybe came out already. It came back to my mind because last night there was a headline about the new James Bond movie. Well, I'm not a big fan of James Bond, but if you know him, you can see, at least you can see why he appeals to men, because he's handsome, he's strong, he attracts beautiful women like a magnet, he's got fancy cars, he's got all kinds of powerful weapons, gadgets, he can fly helicopters and jetpacks and whatever, and he has a license to kill people, bad guys. So he's a kind of he's a very appealing figure in an adolescent kind of way, and he goes out into the world with an important mission, and he faces vicious enemies, and then he defeats them all, and he's a hero. It's something like comic book heroes, I guess. So James Bond. Well, if you think of this, I know some people who find James Bond to be just fascinating. It's kind of a subculture that worships, maybe idolizes James Bond. But if you think about it, it's like junk food. It's a kind of junk food. It appeals on a very superficial level to basic appetites, but it's not really satisfying. I mean, you could watch James Bond movies all day long, but you'll still be kind of empty by the end of the day. It's kind of passing excitement. So if we have a world that is feeding on James Bond or on any other worldly excitement, we have a world that is deeper down, famishing. So when we talk about the Word of God, we have to be able to present it in such a way that it touches that deeper level of people's lives. If we try to present the Word of God on the same level as we present James Bond, we will lose, because you can't make the Word of God as exciting as an adventure movie or a James Bond figure or some superhero. It isn't like that. It doesn't appeal to that level. The thing is, if we're trying to make it, especially for young people, this is always a temptation to try to make the faith or make the word appealing to young people by making it more dramatic or making it more exciting. Maybe, but it isn't. That's a different level. What we have to do is discover ourselves first, and then be able to communicate to others that the Word of God or the precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. We have to discover that there's something deeply satisfying about knowing God's will and living according to God's will. This is something that we should know from yesterday's feast. Yesterday was Feast of the Archangels. Angels are rejoicing all the time. Why are they rejoicing? Because they find their joy in the Lord. They find their joy in the service of God, in the worship of God. Demons, Satan and the demons, they don't find joy in anything. They think that they will find joy in doing their own will, satisfying their own desire, following the promptings of their pride, and they keep thinking that that will be satisfying, and it never is. So there's an endless torment in that in the inner life of demons. Now, we're not angels and we're not demons, but the same choice is set before us. Will we find our joy in God, in His will, or will we try to find our joy in something else, satisfying something that is really a selfish interest or a pride? Because if we try that, we'll end up restless, empty. So the Word of God gives joy to the heart. Now, we know that Father Francis knew this very well. St. Jerome, of course, knew it very well. Look at what we see in this reading from Nehemiah. It's a passage about a long reading from the Word of God. And all the men, women, and the children old enough to understand are standing there from daybreak until midday, listening to the Word of God, worshiping God, and responding to the Word. It's a kind of like a, there goes James Bond now. It just flew overhead in his helicopter. It's kind of like a long mass, a long liturgical gathering, and it has a deep impact on the people. Well, part of the reason was the Word had been lost. The book of the law had been lost or forgotten. It had been found, and now it was being represented. And the people were saying, this is something we have not had. This is something we have been missing in our life, and this is deeply satisfying. This is not like sports and business and adventure. This is touching the heart. Now notice what happens. Their reaction is to weep. They're moved with perhaps contrition, and they realize they haven't been responding to the Word. Or maybe they're weeping out of gratitude for having something that speaks to the depth of the heart. And the priests, Nehemiah and Ezra and the priests say, no, don't weep. This is something to rejoice about. And the sign of the rejoicing is to eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks. Now, this is the proper use of junk food. You use it for celebration. But it's not the cause of our joy. It's a sign of our joy. So when we have a fiesta, tomorrow we'll have a a fiesta in honor of Father Francis. Although we'll do the best we can in the quarantine. But when we have a fiesta, yeah, we have food, good food, rich foods and sweet drinks, because it's a sign of our joy, and that's right. But if we just take the rich foods and the sweet drinks without the reason for the fiesta, if we take the word out, if we remove what gives joy to the heart, well, then all we have is the food, and that will never satisfy. Okay, so I think that's enough of a lesson for us to reflect on, especially as we prepare for our celebration of Father Francis. This is a message that he would want us to know. What gives joy to the heart? The Word of God. Doing the will of God. Uniting ourselves with God. Following God. Being a disciple of Jesus. This is what satisfies. And nothing else will satisfy. So, and in a world where people are thinking that so many other things will be satisfying or will give us joy, we have something that is what they're really longing for. So let's let ourselves be filled and then put ourselves at the service of this great treasure for others.